The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
It is. We are. And good morning, everyone. On a Tuesday morning, here comes a very special night. September 29, 2020, Tuesday morning. Denver weather, sunny and warm. It's beautiful. 80 will be the high. 77 Wednesday and 72 Thursday. As people have said, in an election year like tonight, the first debate between Donald Trump and his challenger, Joe Biden. Pivotal moment in this race. And we will all be talking about it. The deep state versus Donald Trump. Tom has the news, and good morning, sir.
Thank you very much, Peter. Good morning to you. There have been a lot of pundits speculating about what's going to happen tonight at the Trump-Biden debate. The first debate takes place in Cleveland with Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace moderating. Wallace has chosen six topics: the Trump and Biden records, the Supreme Court, the coronavirus, the economy, race and violence in U.S. cities, and the integrity of the upcoming election. Very likely to be mentioned also will be the New York Times allegations concerning the reportedly small amount of taxes the president paid. There will be a small audience on hand, all of whom will be tested for COVID-19 prior to being admitted. This news is presented by T-Mobile for Business. The T-Mobile Business Advantage starts now. Get up to 90 days of unlimited free as a credit on your business plan. Stop in for details. Terms and conditions apply. See T-Mobile.com for details. A total of 91 structures have now been lost to the Cameron Peak Fire, including 37 homes. The fire has destroyed 124,000 acres west of Fort Collins. Mandatory evacuations are in place for Glacier View, Red Feather Highlands, and the Lady Moon area. In California, massive destruction is taking place in Northern California's wine country, with mandatory evacuations for thousands of residents. Opening statements yesterday in the case against Dreon Deering, who's accused of murdering Adams County Sheriff's Deputy Heath Gum. Prosecutors say Deering ambushed Gum after running from a crime scene. The sheriff of Chaffee County says an ongoing volunteer search for Suzanne Morphew has turned up some leads, but no human remains. The volunteer search organized by Morphew's brother has been going on for 5 days. He has said cadaver dogs have picked up a scent on a property connected to the Morphew family, but that no physical evidence related to a sister's disappearance has been found. Morphew was reported missing in May after reportedly going for a ride on her bicycle and not returning. In sports, the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup, beating the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Game 6 of the tournament in Edmonton. It's Tampa Bay's second cup in franchise history. And in the stock market world, European stocks are headed lower today, off 0.8% in London, 0.5% of the pan-European Stoxx 600, 0.7% in Germany, and 0.4% down in France. On Wall Street, also looks like a down day. S&P Dow futures and Dow futures are down slightly. NASDAQ futures are down 0.2%. In advance of this morning's opening. And that, Pete, is real news.
All right, 303-696-1971. Get the party started. It is tonight. Weather today is great. Sunny, 80, 77 tomorrow, 72 on Thursday. So what do you expect to happen? I heard an interesting question this morning. What do you think tomorrow's headline will say? It's a great question. What do you think it'll say at tomorrow's headline? What are you expecting tonight? It is amazing. It is unlike, and I think many people are capturing this. This is probably a presidential perhaps a presidential election unlike any other in a year that perhaps the country has been through worse times. Well, without a doubt, the country's been through worse times. But, boy, this is a weird one. And tonight the debate will offer this massive platform for Trump and for Biden to outline their starkly different versions. So a couple of different things. 303-696-1971. We'll have in and out lots of folks on the show this morning to give us their ideas. But there's a suggestion. What do you think of this? That if Joe Biden doesn't do well, that's the last debate. Seriously, I was reading this last night. I thought, wow, that's clever.
Interesting.
If he does not do well tonight, that'll be it. He'll listen to Nancy Pelosi. They'll kick it back, and that will be it. But if he does well tonight, and how do you not do well? Well, we were talking about this yesterday when we had Professor Riley on, and we've talked about it. They've portrayed Joe Biden as a bumbling, mumbling fool who has either early-stage Alzheimer's or brain damage, or he'll drool on himself and he'll wet his pants. If he doesn't, then Donald Trump has a problem. They've set the bar so low for Joe Biden tonight that he just has to get through it. On the other hand, the man needs to knock him out. He's down in points, no matter. I know there's a lot of whistling past the graveyard, a lot of it on this radio show, a lot of it in this radio station, a lot of it where, no, Donald Trump's going to landslide this. You can only hope, but reality deals from the bottom of the deck. I think the president is behind. When we talk to people like Dick Wadhams and talk to people and say, you know, if the election were held today, two people in trouble. One's Cory Gardner, the other one is Donald Trump. And you know, Dick Wadhams is a staunch Republican, but he's a realist.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot to what's being said. So here we go, 303-696-1971. What does Donald Trump need to do tonight? It really is the deep state versus Donald Trump. What does tomorrow's headline say? I like that one. And what are you looking for tonight? 303-696-1971. You're staying up tonight.
I am staying up tonight. Normally, I go to bed at 6, no matter what happens, but I am going to be staying up. I'll be pie-eyed tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to watch it.
No, it's amazing. And they'll bring up this Donald Trump's long-hidden tax history. That's going to come up tonight.
Yeah.
And, again, there are no accidents in politics. The New York Times had this. They sat on it, and then they sprung it.
They released it at the right time.
Please. Yep. But they've painted Joe Biden as feeble and unprincipled and corrupt, and he's slipped mentally, and so apparent now he can barely speak. Okay, fine. What if he comes out there and holds his own?
Mm-hmm.
What if he comes out there and just trades punches with Trump?
Yeah.
They got a problem. And it's, again, in that fight lexicon, Donald Trump is behind on the cards. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I know there are people already sending the emails, and I was wrong last time. And okay, fine. Forget about that for a second. I hope I'm wrong again this time. Mm-hmm. I want to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I want Donald Trump to win this. Tragically, I want Cory Gardner to win it, but I don't know if that's going to happen either. But the mainstream media hates Donald Trump. America has this elections more crucial perhaps to our freedoms than any other time. I mean, it really is a crossroads moment. So what do you think happens? And Donald Trump has done himself no favors lately. and now what? So tell me what you think. Will there be that second term for Donald Trump? What happens tonight? And I liked where I read where someone said if Donald Trump cleans him tonight, which is entirely possible, then there'll be no round two, that Joe will find another place to go. It's much like Hickenlooper. You haven't seen Hickenlooper out anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's ahead on points. He's staying in the corner, sitting on a stool, and they're waving a towel on him. And, you know, they're sipping out of the water bottle. We are in the same, this media, and again, a lot of critiques about what will, tonight when Wallace gets that shot at him, will Wallace take the shot? I don't know. So let's get going. 303-696-1971. Americans are facing this presidential election more crucial to our freedom and well-being than perhaps any election in our country's history. Pat Buchanan wrote that. Boy, that's good. Virtually the entire mainstream media loathes the energetic and fearless incumbent Donald Trump, who resurrected the U.S. economy, made America energy independent, destroyed ISIS, and largely kept his campaign promises, all while fighting off a never-ending coup against him. I think this is all true. The media fiercely supports the coup, actually pretends to venerate the challenger Joe Biden, and this is Pat Buchanan at his best, a feeble, constantly lying, unprincipled, corrupt career politician whose mental denigration is now so apparent and so advanced he can hardly speak. They all recognize, of course, that Biden is simply a smiling, soon-to-be-discarded Trojan horse, which, again, inside the radicals, the socialists, the Marxist revolutionaries, who plan to burst out and rule America should the Biden ticket prevail.
Hmm.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah.
We have Paul Kengor on the show this morning again to talk about his thoughts about this, historian Paul Kengor. But can it happen? And the astonishing truth is, yes, mm-hmm. it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? People should be there, 303-696-1971.
7 o'clock tonight.
7 o'clock tonight. Where will you be? Will you be in bed watching? Or will you be sitting up?
I'll be sitting
taking
up.
Taking nourishment?
Taking nourishment,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of have it planned out, yeah.
Yeah.
Want to watch and...
I'll be sitting in the living room in a chair that's not easy to fall asleep in.
And even maybe take some notes. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, watch that,
right.
Watch this.
Yeah.
What will happen? I mean, it's a great question. And Biden and Trump prepare to debate, and we have this crisis in the country that's ongoing. I loved what Buchanan says. He's right. What will America become if Joe Biden is elected president? For the life of me, I compare Joe Biden to George W. Bush. When George Bush was president, he wasn't. The real presidents were his vice president and the people around him. It will be President Harris, don't kid yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that string of people they're going to bring in, First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, these are important parts of keeping our country together. And I'll tell you what, and I love what Buchanan writes. Biden is simply a smiling, soon-to-be-discarded Trojan horse inside which impatiently waits the radicals, the socialists, the Marxist revolutionaries who plan to burst out and rule America should the Biden ticket prevail.
Boy, that's a profound statement.
And I think it's a true one.
I do, too.
And so tonight, so what are you going to do? Where are you going to watch? You're going to watch there's, I don't know how many, remember we used to do watch parties. You know, remember this 4 years ago? We did those watch parties, and the radio station would throw them, and all these people would show up and eat, and people would cheer and boo, and now, of course, that's all gone. And the world has crossed a million mark on the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
a million deaths. And one of the reasons, and particularly in other parts of the world, is transportation. And when I hear the critique, oh, everybody died in this country more than anywhere else, and particularly in the third world or sub-Saharan Africa or in India, which is now starting to explode, people don't travel. There's no interplay. That's
mm-hmm.
why I listened to John Bolton appear on Mandy Kano at KOA, how he handled Ebola. No, they didn't handle Ebola. Ebola handled itself. Ebola doesn't travel. Mm-hmm. It's a lousy traveler.
Uh-huh.
The problem with sitting down and reading about viruses is you see through what the hustle of the media is that presents itself, but Ebola, like HIV, is not a traveler. This is a traveler. And with HIV, it has to have human-to-human contact.
And we're a mobile people.
Oh, we're everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, it doesn't happen there. Well, that's because nobody goes anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, nobody, what's in a village, it's in a village. That's what happens with Ebola. When Ebola would break loose in a village, it would kill. But it's a very weak traveler. It doesn't travel well. This virus travels well. It does extremely well, in fact, when it travels. And so, but we've crossed a million people in the world. And the blaming of Donald Trump for the virus still is one of those things that really rubs on me, or that the virus is racist, and that rubs on me as well. Virus isn't. And the virus doesn't know date lines. It doesn't know time zones. It doesn't know nationalities. It doesn't know nation states. It doesn't know race. It doesn't know skin color. It doesn't know religion. It doesn't know ethnicity. It's a virus, dude.
Mm.
And it doesn't know that there's a border between this state and that state. And it doesn't know that. It doesn't have anything to do with that. It doesn't care if you're Chinese or doesn't care if you're an American citizen. We still don't know the numbers out of China. We have no idea numbers in many places in the Middle East. They've just suppressed the numbers. The belief is that Putin has suppressed numbers. Probably true.
Probably.
Yeah, but, you know, but he's going to, they're going to hang the, they'll hang this on the president as well. So, again, what do you expect to see tonight? What will you be looking for? What happens if Joe Biden just has a good night? And it's entirely possible. There are two more scheduled debates. I liked with a piece that I read that said, well, you know, if Joe does badly, that'll be it. There will no, there will not be rounds two and three. I don't know that, but it's interesting to talk about. The Biden ticket. What happens if Biden wins? What will America become, asks Pat Buchanan, if Joe Biden is elected president? It's a great question.
Mm.
And again, I think it's, I wrote this down last night, the deep state versus Donald Trump.
That is a really good observation. That is the pivotal thing.
It is.
That
sure.
It's the deep state
the deep
versus
state. Donald Trump.
I mean, you have two different views of what needs to take place and what has been taking place in this country.
That's, you know, it's the truth. It's
clearly.
The deep, the deep state versus Donald Trump.
Clearly.
And Trump's made major mistakes.
Mm-hmm, sure.
He's made huge mistakes. He's made gaffes. He's, mm-hmm. you know, and these people don't like him. And so any minor gaffe that would get passed over someplace else would gets exploded.
Yeah.
You know, they explode the gaffes. And right now he's got a problem with the taxes. And I saw those bumper stickers, I paid more taxes than Donald Trump.
Huh.
And that's, yeah. that stuff's rough.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's back. I don't, you know, I know everybody's upset that I'm saying this. But he's down on the cards. If the election were held today, I don't believe that Donald Trump would get the second term. Now, maybe those sleepers are out there that everyone talks about. Or the all-time, and again, my comparison analysis is we believe the polls when it says African-Americans and Latinos will vote for Donald Trump. And, oh, yeah, those are accurate polls. But when it says, well, Donald Trump's down in the polls, well, those aren't accurate.
No, no.
You know, and,
right.
and it's called wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And the same thing's true with Cory Gardner. I mean, Cory Gardner's next ad is as bad as his first ad. What's going to happen? And look at the place that John Hickenlooper has taken a page from the Biden handbook. Hide out. Stay away. This may be the first time, well, I mean, Biden's come up a couple times for air. But by and large, in, this morning on Fox, they had some Trump people on saying, Donald Trump, what are we at? How many days now to the 30? How many, Billy? 38? 30? I don't know. But we're under 40. We're under 40 days. That Donald Trump's going to, and Harry Truman barnstormed. That's one of those great lines where everyone thought that Dewey was going to beat Harry Truman, and right. Harry Truman shocks him and wins the election. I think there's another shock. I think when Donald Trump wins, that he shocked the country.
It'll be a shock, yeah.
Yeah, and I would love to see it. Love to see the man get the second term. I want to see Cory Gardner winning because a Hickenlooper in the Senate is frightening. And yet, they're doing nothing to help themselves. Mm-hmm. Nothing to help themselves. The Republican Party, and look at the people who've turncoated. Ryan Call, one-time head of the Colorado Republican Party, is a Biden supporter. Even talk about this stuff. What do they call these people that do this? They call them traitors, I think they call them.
I think so, yeah.
I think they're called traitors.
Turncoats.
Yeah, Ryan Call is always a nickel-dime guy. But, you know, he's just, they do it and they get away with it. And it's sadness. It really is. All right, everybody, this is a big night for everyone. What is your plan? Do you have food for tonight? You have something you're going to be chomping?
I don't know.
I
hadn't thought about that,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't like to eat too close to bedtime.
That's right.
So, you know.
I don't know. I mean, like, you get hungry, run, but...
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, I
it's
just...
Gonna go, it's going to go.
I might anxiety
yeah.
eat, yeah. you know.
You, I mean, we'll be able to tell.
Yeah.
And what are the... What, I mean, there's something in poker they call a tell, and they... Talk about in courtrooms, you know, somebody that does something or blinks or what are you looking for? And
well, I know a lot of people are looking for that moment, you know, that becomes a headline. That's for sure.
No, that's
one way or the other.
Yeah, I stole this from Fox this morning, but they ask, what's tomorrow's headline say?
Yeah.
Right. And Trump runs the board. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. I hope. Please. But if he goes out and, again, Billy and I talked about this yesterday, they have portrayed Joe Biden as so incompetent that if he just can hold his own, he wins.
Now, when you say they have portrayed...
The Republican Party.
Yeah, you're right. You're talking about the Trump side.
All of us. All of us.
Yeah.
You know, every time Joe Biden, you know, says something stupid like he does all the time, we play it on the air.
Yeah, right.
But they portray this guy as a, you know, as feeble-minded. What if he comes out tonight and just holds his own? That's a loss for Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Trump can score hard...
That's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah.
But he has to go for the knockout. If you're in the corner right now, you say, punch him in the face as hard as you can. Hard as you can. All right, we'll give a run. We'll start with Melissa. You're on a radio show. 80 will be the high. Melissa, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
You too.
You know, I was the chair of a local county Republican group and worked under and with Ryan Call. And he has zero chance and has not had a chance in a very long time to be elected as dog catcher of anything in Colorado. And all of these people that have come out, they're never going to be elected for office.
Doesn't matter anywhere ever again.
They have no pull.
I understand that. But the fact that they have money, they're buying ads, and they exist is despicable.
I drove all over the state yesterday on some business, and I could not believe the amount of Trump
seen them as well.
Stickers on, you know, the flags on cars. I mean, people are hungry for change. And the only way that we're going to get any change is to reelect this president.
Billy's yelling in my ear about you. What are your thoughts? What happens tonight?
I think he's going to just slay him, and I agree there will not be a second. There will not be a second debate. I'm actually surprised there's a first one, but there won't be a second one.
What if your worst nightmare comes true that Biden holds the line?
Then I think that there's potential for they'll change the way things are debated. There's going to be a lot of things that Trump's going to say about what drugs he was on, what assist he has.
Believe me, when I said yesterday that Jack Kennedy had that Max Jacobson,
mm-hmm.
and they tuned him up.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm sure. And I didn't see him tuned up. I had a mother-in-law with Alzheimer's. There's only so much tuning up you can do.
Well, no, I understand that. But I think it's been done more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Get somebody. Now it's, you know, you can't do it in fighting anymore because they blood test. Can't do it in horse racing. Can't do it in dog tracks. But, you know, they catch people all the time. You know, the NFL. Mm-hmm. The NFL went through the whole period. All those guys are dead. Lau Alzado. You know, he was a juicer. So I love your call. I want you to be right.
I do too. I want to be right.
What's the setup for you tonight? What do you do?
Our family is going to watch. We were going to go to a watch party, but I decided to do it at home. And we're going to have a regular, you know, evening, and we want to discuss things. We have a 21-year-old son, and we want to have conversations.
Yeah, the radio station used to do the watch parties, and I went because they asked me to, but I never wanted to go. And I remember it was Kaplis and I, and they asked me why, and I said, because I want to concentrate. Because we got to do a radio show tomorrow, and there's a lot of, hey, this, hey, that, hey, Peter, hey, this, and I'm missing something. So
right. Yeah. That's how I feel. I don't want to go there to talk to them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't need to be with like-minded people all the time because you're preaching to the choir.
No, of course.
You actually really need to pay attention.
And if
when you talk to your friend that's not, you have something to say.
And if I met somebody who thought like me, I'd run out of the house as quickly as I could. I think like you. Ah!
Right.
You're a great call. Thank you, ma'am, so much. All right, we're underway. 303-696. 1971, so you guys are all sitting down tonight at 7?
All sitting down, and I'll be pie-eyed tomorrow, but I'll have notes.
All right, here we go. The secret to finding a low mortgage rate, our friends at American Financing, known for creating custom home loans that are designed around your needs, including loans that offer some of the lowest rates in history. There really is no better time. It's an easy application. Billy's letting me have it in my ear. What are you talking about? One morning, we're going to switch sides. I'll go over there and pretend I can answer the phone, and I know you can do this radio show. I'll clear calls. You want to talk to Billy? It's an easy application process, results in pre-qualification. So whether you're looking to buy a home or refi for a better deal, I'm urging people to do this. It's such a great deal. American Financing, the team I recommend. You can easily apply online, complete your mortgage app anytime, day or night. Call them, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, 303-695-7000, AmericanFinancing.net, American Financing, NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
Now, back to the Peter Boyle Show.
Hi, morning everyone on a Tuesday morning, 29 September 2020, 80 the high, 77 Wednesday. The numbers are in. Again, ratings are down one more time. Looking at the last week, which is the third week of the NFL season, another 11% drop. We'll see what last night brought. I don't know what last night's game brought. I do know that the Packers were playing, that was a really significant game. Green Bay was playing New Orleans, and now I'm looking at the numbers under deadline this morning, down another 11%. That's the end of week three. So we will see. 303-696-1971. We go to Lauren. Lauren, you're on the radio show. Good morning.
Morning, Peter. I'm calling you from West Virginia out here.
Oh, man.
I'm a professional truck driver, and I travel the Midwest and the Southeast, and I'm seeing the same thing I saw in 2016 with, there being very little support anywhere in signage for Joe Biden or anything like that. But I also, though, on the flip side, feel as though the Democrats are setting this up to steal this election, and they're going to do everything in their power to take this from Donald Trump, because these current Democrats that are in here now, it just doesn't seem like they want us to have any prosperity or freedom in this country anymore.
Well,
and it's just driving them up a wall.
Be cautious here. Some of this stuff is excuse making right now. Elections in this country, the nation doesn't always have a pretty history when it comes to people stealing elections. We were talking about it during the pause. It's happened many times. Jack Kennedy's election, I believe, when Jack Kennedy won, I think they stole it from Nixon. I think Jack Kennedy helped steal it from Hubert Humphrey. Lyndon Johnson, landslide Lyndon, the Longs in Louisiana. There's a history of people stealing elections in this country. There's still a pretty good debate about Al Gore and what happened in Florida and what happened in the Supreme Court. Donald Trump thought Hillary was going to steal it last time. I'm not ready to do this one. I know that Veritas caught these people inside of those apartment houses going to the elderly people and threatening people. That's legit. Once you stir the pot, and the same people that say if Donald Trump loses, he'll not leave the White House. I've listened to pretty intelligent people believe that, that he won't leave. And even if he loses, look, if he loses, he's gone. He's not going to hang out. He's not going to power broke it. I mean, he can't. So I listen to what you're saying and listen to a lot of – recently I've gone back to listen to talk radio. I normally don't. Then I hear some crazy stuff being said. So,
well, I'll tell you this, Peter. I think when it comes to what I'm seeing, that they keep trying to push this narrative on this coronavirus, and from what I see traveling around the country, a lot of people moved on from that. You know,
well,
they
it depends on it. I think it depends on the state. There's two things that I think are definitely true. The cities that have been mostly highly destroyed internally, and the states that have been destroyed are run by Democrats. Big cities run by Democrats have all of the problems. Big states run by Democrats have all of the problems. The very few states that are run by Republicans don't seem to have the problems. Colorado, what's happening in this state because of Polis and because of another disappearing mayor, Michael Hancock, they've created more problems than they've solved. I've talked about this before. Went on a motorcycle trip through Wyoming and South Dakota and back into Colorado. It was like night and day.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're lying about the lies about Sturgis continue. Those are lies.
Well, look at this. We had Donald Trump supposedly spoke to 7,000 people on the 4th of July at Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
He had 1,500 sitting side by side with no masks at his at the RNC when he accepted the nomination. We haven't heard a word about anybody.
Listen to me. I did Sturgis. It's a provable lie now what big media did. They wanted Sturgis to fail, and it did not. And so they attempted, and they've done a really good job making it a failure in the aftermath of all these people that are dead and all this money that's been spent. Those are lies, absolute total lies. And the Antifa appearing in Sturgis, that's a lie. And they told everybody that story happened. There's a little bit of video. These people, I have some outlaw friends. Those were high school kids from Rapid City that came over, and they never showed the flag that these people were holding in the middle of the street. It was attacking the governor for allowing Sturgis to happen because it would spread the coronavirus, which it did not. They were jacketed by CNN, MSNBC, the Nightly News, New York Times. Everyone said Antifa appeared. No, they did not. Those were radicalized high school kids who came over from Rapid City. The cops knew they were coming. And when they stood in the street and that one idiot kicked that guy's tire, kicked that guy's fender, kicked the guy's, he was riding a fat boy and the guy kicked his fender. And the cops dogpiled the kid. Nobody got beat up. Nobody got hit. And they hustled him off. They got in a van. They drove back to Rapid City. End of story. MSNBC, CNN, all the majors made that end. Antifa appears. And the aftermath of Sturgis, where all these people have died and all this money has been spent, those are lies. Absolute lies. So there's a difference between, I think, a major difference in the media. And it comes back to this really good piece that came down this morning, written, again, called Inside the Trojan Horse. And Pat Buchanan writes it, and he says virtually the entire mainstream media loathes the energetic and fearless incumbent Donald Trump. And he's right. They hate him. In any way that they can hurt him, they're going to do that. But it doesn't mean the outcome of the election will be stolen.
All right. I will tell you this about I haul livestock, and I've been into Lamar two or three times here in recent weeks in southeast Colorado. And, you know, having grown up out there in Boulder, I know that front range has a lot of control over the rest of that state. But you go to Lamar, and you wouldn't even think that I don't even think they know what the virus is down there.
No, I told the story. We stopped in a place called Hawk Springs, Wyoming for late breakfast. And it's north and east of Cheyenne, really cool little restaurant. We pulled in, sat down at the table. There were a bunch of guys day drinking, and a woman came over and, you know, wiped down the table like the old days in front of me. What do you guys want, you know? I thought, whoa, yeah. We just got in the time machine. But as soon as we crossed back over and we stopped for gas in a place called Wellington, and it was like Fear Factor. Everyone has a mask on. Everyone's standing on their spots inside. I don't know, it was a 7-Eleven or Utotem, whatever it was. We're buying gas. There's guys out there pumping their gas with masks on. We rolled the bikes over and going in to get an iced tea. People are standing on the designated spots. The guy behind the cash register has on gloves and a mask. He's got that shield down in front of him. And everybody's frightened. And I thought, wow.
Tell you a real quick story, and before you go, I've been out in Missouri for 20 years now, but we moved out there from Cheyenne, and I used to drive into Denver on Mondays to go to work, and whenever it would snow, you would notice on I-25 that they would plow the highway all the way up to Wellington, and then they would stop, and it was the same way on 85. They'd go up as far as none. It's like nothing existed above there, so that's probably why you saw that, because they...
We go back to Colorado. They're under the mandate of Jared Polis.
Yeah,
and that's, right. that's why it was. It didn't have anything to do with the roads. It had to do with Jared Polis's mandates and Fear Factor. Be safe out there, man. Thanks again. Talking about NFL ratings, week three results down 11%, and they're stair stepping. Again, week four is supposed to be the cutoff. I know they still are the dominant dog, but if you had this great morning show and you had a 20 share and now you have a 13 share, you're still winning. But somebody's looking at somebody. And there's another week to come, and everybody I've read, the double-digit year-to-year drops. Now, Roger Goodell, the commissioner who I think is, they're going to run him out of there eventually. Somebody has to. But the numbers on professional football are not good. Now, they're still great, but they're down significantly. They stair-step every week. So we will see. 303-696-1971. What are you watching for tonight? And what will you be looking for? How are you going to do this? What are you going to do with the family? The deep state versus Donald Trump. Many of us have a lot of extra time these days because nobody, you know, again, everybody's locked in. Look in the mirror and think about the changes we want to make. And some changes are definitely easier than others. This is legit. They're here now, and it's called Advanced Hair Restoration. I'm telling you, it is easier to address hair loss, now offering special financing, 250 free hair grafts, $250 off to celebrate the grand opening in Denver. You can have a full head of hair. Advanced Hair does your new natural hair is 100% guaranteed to grow. They're simple, pain-free, one-day treatment, nationally recognized, and yet we now finally have access to it right here in Denver. Advanced Hair, you'll always receive the highest standards of care, well beyond the CDC guidelines, which is especially important right now. For your free video conference, or just do this, an in-person consultation, you can talk to them, you know, video, you can do that as well. You choose 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, in celebration of the grand opening now in Denver. Special financing, 250 free hair grafts, $250 off. Don't look in the mirror and settle for hair loss any longer. 720-459-HAIR, 720-459-HAIR, or advancedhair.com.
This is the Peter Boyle Show.
So what are you going to do tonight? It's Tuesday, September the 29th. We are 710 KNUS, tonight's debate night. I'm Peter Boyles. Good morning, everyone. We go to Frank on one. Frank, you're on a radio show, man. Good morning.
It's going to be about what you call cognitive depth. Wallace's job will be to not push Joe, and Trump's job will be to not react in an unkind fashion. I don't know. I think it's going to be like the old magic show where the guy pulled up his sleeves, hold up his hand, see no cards up his sleeve. He might ought to check Joe's ears. And if there was some way to check his chemical thing about what he, a drug test like Trump says, to see what he has in his system, I think the guy is going to be full of platitudes, and I think you're going to see occasional outburst of anger because it's going to be indicative of his looming dementia. But it'll be an interesting show. It'll be a classic for the ages.
Trump has to hit him so hard tonight.
And but then he'll come across as being mean.
Matters not. You have to if
it's like the Nixon.
Well, no, no. The Nixon debates are great to watch. And they were the first televised and carried debates, Nixon and Jack Kennedy, and everybody learns from them. But, no, tonight, what Donald Trump's behind on the cards. I understand nobody wants to believe that, and that's fine.
No, you're right.
But he has to go out, and I go back to prize fighting, you know, the so-called championship rounds, you know, 10, 11, and 12, or, you know, they don't do 15-round fights anymore, but say, or even 8, 9, and 10, or 9 and 10. And you're behind on the cards. What does your corner say? You got to knock him out. You got to hit him. Well, and that's why, excuse me, that's why Cory Gardner is going to get clipped because he's not doing that.
Are they going to be? Are each of them going to be having prompters in front of them?
I don't think so, but I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know either. Well, if prompters are allowed and Wallace can keep Joe coming back to talking points, he'll look pretty good.
Nah,
but
well,
those are a believer.
But that's Trump's job is to dirty box him, to rough him up, to if he's going to lose his cool or blow it or can't remember or take a dive, Donald Trump's job is to do that tonight. He's down on the cards. I mean, he truly is. And I come back full circle. That's why Cory Gardner's going to get clipped. Here we are. We're almost to October.
I've noted a moderating tone in Trump, holding himself back, holding the horses back.
Better not tonight.
Well, I know, but he's gotten so much criticism from all fronts. He has to moderate, and I think that's his counselors telling him that. And I think it comes across more effectively, but he'll probably Trump and take some hot shots.
Look, he has to go in there tonight.
Yep.
And, I mean, body shot him. And
no, you've got some valid points, like about Cory.
Frankie's got to. I mean, this isn't one of those we'll live to fight another day. I mean, there was a really good piece I read last night that if Joe doesn't do well tonight, that'll be the last debate.
If the Repubs don't do it and Cory doesn't do it, the media will never let it become out about who Hick really is.
But that's not their job is to protect Hickenlooper. He told them that, and they've been doing it all along. The job of the Republican Party state of Colorado is to expose this guy.
That's right.
And not the stupid washing the car or taking a shower and your clothes on or sitting there having a beer ads that I'm watching on TV.
Thank you for all you do.
I'll talk to you. All right, everybody. It was cold last night, 45 tonight, 42. It's coming. It's in there. So our furnace came on. Went boom. Seasons are changing, and you got to get a furnace safety check. I did this. I mean, we met Mighty and Kevin and these guys. This is a $69 deal. This is it. You call them right now, or you call them this morning, 720-340-1950. 720-340-1950. And you tell them, I want that deal. I want that deal. Kevin and the guys, Mighty Plumbing and Heating, for $69, come to your house and do the safety test because, as you know, when it goes down to like 23 degrees, you turn the furnace on, it's not there. Open lines continue on the other side, 303-696-1971. What are you looking for? The deep state versus Donald Trump. Here we go. Mark Pearson's on the show. Paul Kengor's on the show. On our web, 710KNUS/Peter Boyle, the pictures from the honor run, and the column is up. Right back with your calls right after this.